You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and this week, Curtis Fuller gets us started.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Curtis counts and crew round out our set. Let's go to the top and we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with Curtis Fuller and a piece called Two Ton from September 1957, recorded for the Savoy label, called Jazz It's Magic. Curtis Fuller there on trombone, Sonny Red on alto, Tommy Flanagan piano, George Tucker bass, Lewis Hayes on the drums, Curtis Fuller. Then we listened to J.J. Johnson and Autobahn from May 1949. This is off a package called J.J. Johnson Jazz Quintet on the Savoy label. J.J. on trombone, Sonny Rollins is here on tenor, John Lewis piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Shadow Wilson on the drums. Then we listened to the Modern Jazz Quartet and Autumn Breeze, recorded in September 1951 on the Savoy label, package entitled simply Modern Jazz Quartet. They lined up with John Lewis piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, and Al Johns on the drums. And we rounded out the set with Curtis Counts and his combo Stranger in Paradise from April 1957. That was off a package on the Contemporary label called You Get More Bounce with Curtis Counts. Curtis Counts was the bass player and the leader, Carl Perkins piano, Frank Butler on drums, Jack Sheldon trumpet, and Harold Land on the tenor. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and we're about to take a ride with Lenny Tristano. Thank you. jazz piano in that particular set. We started out with Lenny Tristano, a really fevered piece called East 32nd. It was done in 1955. I have it on a reissue package on the Rhino label called Lenny Tristano. It was Lenny and his trio, Lenny Tristano piano, Peter Ind on bass, Jeff Morton on drums. Then we listened to a pair of sides by Spalding Givens, also known as Noddy Quammer. These were things done for Charles Mingus' debut label. First one was called Blue Tides from April 1951, with Noddy Quammer on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and then that same lineup, that same session, we listened to Noddy Quammer and Blue Moon. Again, Noddy Quammer piano, Charles Mingus on the bass. Again, you are tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Up next, we got a side featuring Benny Golson. It's actually under Lem Winchester's name. This is called Mysticism. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's John Coltrane, along with Tad Dameron and the crew, piece called Mating Call from November of 1956. That's actually the name of the package on the Prestige label. We had Tad Dameron piano, John Coltrane tenor, John Simmons bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Before that, we had Miles Davis and the classic All Blues, April 1959, off the classic Kind of Blue package on Columbia, Miles on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley, alto, John Coltrane tenor, Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. And to start that set, we listened to a side featuring Benny Golson on tenor. It was actually under Lem Winchester's name. From September 1959, Mysticism was the name of it. It's off a package called Winchester Special, originally issued on the new jazz label. Lem Winchester vibes, Benny Golson tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Mysticism. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're just about at the end of the trail for this week. Let's call on Ella Fitzgerald. She's accompanied here by a big band led and arranged by Bill Doggett from January 1962. We'll see how much of this one we get in. Piece called I Can't Face the Music.
Till the tick, tick, tock of your mantle clock sounds like a jungle drum. You've never been blue. I don't mind telling you. I can't face the music without singing the blues. Singing the blues. My heart is so broken. I've spoken to the Lord for sympathy, and if He don't help me, so help me. Singing the blues.